Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Every week, we are going to have a lot of fun. Got a little echoing going on in my exhaust pipe. Get that taken care of. There we go. So, anyway, when you got a lot of carbon in the exhaust pipe, you got a lot of echoing going on. So, hey, today here on Auto World, we're going to have a blast. I want you, you're the star of the show each and every week. Each and every week, we have 3 hours of Auto World for you. One, two, and three. That's like, three bases, and then we come into home plate right in the third hour. Slide in, usually I slide in the oil, or sometimes I get all greased up and slide in and come in fast and hard. That's what it's all about until the next week. So this week here on Auto World, looking forward to a special guest in the third hour. Let's, in fact, give you a touch, taste, and a little bit of what is happening here on Auto World this week. But let's start on the third hour. Let's back the bus up and come from the third hour up into the first hour that we are on right now. The third hour, one of our great friends has been on the show. He hasn't been on for a while. Ken Vogel, he's the CEO, a chief cheerleader, I guess we could call him. He's got his hands on the steering wheel, 10 and 2, of course. He owns the WheeledPlanet.com company, and WheeledPlanet.com. You can put that website up right now if you'd like. He's going to be joining us. If we can get him, of course, we've got called into him, and we're going to get him here hopefully live, and we can get Ken on the air, and he helps me a lot with things here on Auto World, and you'll check out that WheeledPlanet.com website, and you'll see that also Auto World is on his website. So there's a lot of great things happening in the third hour, talking to him about how that Wheeled Planet got started. It's all about, I understand, we're going to ask him, of course, but I understand it's one of the largest gatherings of car clubs in the world. So that'll be interesting. That's the third hour, live with Ken. And now the second hour, coming up here on the second hour of Auto World. A wave. You know, the wave, the ocean, yes. You know, you're sitting there on the sandy beach. You're seeing the wave maybe come into you, so you're sitting there very comfortable watching the wave come into you. Or maybe you might be waving with your right and or your left hand. Well, the second hour, we'll be talking about that word, the wave, in a different way. Oh, yeah. Second hour also, folks, we've got a new sheriff in town. Oh, yeah, we do. So stay tuned for that. Second hour also. Here's something that a lot of you don't even ever think about at all. We really do never think about the dollars and cents, do we? We only think about the dollars, how much it costs to buy the new car, when we go to buy the new car, and that is when we buy the new one, and or when we buy the used new to you car. So it's used car, used vehicle, but it's new to you. How many zeros does it cost to own, operate a new car? Yes, I'm talking a brand new car. So if you're thinking about buying, you did buy, did you really think about how many zeros you're going to need? In what time period are you going to, you know, spend on that brand new car? And that's maybe the reason why you purchased a new car versus a used new car to you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that on the second hour. And, of course, Did You Know segment. That's the one segment we have here on Auto World, the second hour. We've got that coming to you on the second hour. But let's get to the first hour. That's where we're at right now. Now, before I get to the first hour goodies, They handed me the hubcap. That hubcap is a 16-inch rusted hubcap. The crew here always puts the information and goodies that we have. I guess you could call them hubcap cookies, which is the information and the fun that we're going to have here on Auto World today. And, of course, then a lot of it is new to me. And, of course, all the emails we're going to get to, your emails are all new to me. We have an email bag to the left of me, right over there. There it is. Okay, and so we're going to reach into that email bag this week. Of course, we do that each and every hour here on Auto World. I like to share your emails, not only that you send to me during the week. What happens there is you send me the email throughout. Whenever you need to talk to me, you email me. Like right now, that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call right now here on Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. I just climbed out of the exhaust pipe. Man, it was sure carboned up in there. I take your emails through the week, print them out, the ones that I didn't get to. Sorry about that, but that's we're going to get to you. And some of those, we put them in the email bag, and then throughout the week, I not only hear live on the air, I reach in there, I'm going to pull a couple out, read them. If you do not want me to read your email on the air, just put on there, do not read, please, thanks, would help me anyway. Or just say no. And when I see no, that tells me do not read on the air. So, but I always help you. And then, like I say, I will get to you folks that I didn't get to this last week through the emails. For sure. I always like to try to finish those up Saturday. But some of those I didn't get finished up, we'll get to them here come tomorrow. So, that tomorrow will be here tomorrow. We'll get to you. Help you out. Good to have you along. Again, I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Without you folks, we wouldn't be here. We would not be here. I wouldn't be here. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio, and during the week I'm in the Greasy Garage touching, tasting, literally getting my hands burnt on automobiles, taking calls, listening to the local calls. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho, is where I'm at, in the Auto World Plaza. And that, with that said, we're at elevation at 2730. I give you good touch and taste there how high I'm in there off the ocean. Talking about that wave. Auto World, for your first-time listeners, what is Auto World? Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. And that automotive word covers a lot. You all are in your own Auto World. I do know that. Because you're climbing into the cockpit of your ride each and every day. Maybe you might take a vacation, take one day off, not go to the grocery store. Some of you are working at home, but you still have to get into that ride and somehow get that thing started. Jumper cables, I'm out of gas. I don't know why it wouldn't, why doesn't that start? I had a call the other day with that same complaint, client, customer, friend, like you, charter member of Auto World. That is you. If you're listening and calling and emailing, you're a charter member. This gentleman called and says, it won't start, Mark. There's nothing there. It's like somebody pulled the engine out of my vehicle. I put the key in and cranked it up, and so I take those type of calls and I try to help on the phone. I've always done that. I've always done, I guess you could call it like a radio show every day of my life, because I try to, I'm not like the normal type of repair shop that tells you, just get it, we'll call the tow truck, hook it up, and bring it on in, and we'll get it fixed. No. I try to help, like this customer. Here's what I want you to do. And I had him go out and try a few things before, yes, we had to hook it up to the tow hook, but guess what? I actually had to go do an errand in my Auto World using my ride. I'll just stop by on my way doing my errand, and I'll find out what's going on. Oh, there's my exhaust echo again. Oh, that carbon. Anyway, I want to make sure that all of you, I drive by, stop by, get your ride running. And it didn't want to start because it had a bad starter. But I diagnosed it right there on his property, said it's got a bad starter. And we had it towed in. I put a starter in it, and we got it up and running. So there's just a little taste of Auto World here. We're going to take a little short break. Oh, yeah. When we come back, grab some M&M's, maybe some Reese's Pieces. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yeah, those M&M pieces are tasting pretty good after being in the exhaust pipe all day long trying to get the carbon knocked out. Hey, folks, here, right here on Auto World, I want you to make sure that you do put some FI fuel injector cleaner into your fuel tanks to help your engine, you know, blast out, explode, blow out all that exhaust, that carbon out of the exhaust. And that's something that I call it, all of us technicians, mechanics, call an aspirin for your car, for your vehicle. What I mean there is that you put a bottle of concentrated fuel injector cleaner into your fuel tank, and it turns your full gas tank full of fuel. Usually it depends on how many gallons you have when you fill it up. Be careful. Read the bottle on the side of the bottle. It'll tell you that that bottle will treat 25 gallons. If you only have a 13-gallon tank, do not put too much in. Do not put too much in. It'll burn the tips right off your fuel injectors. With that said, those fuel injectors, folks, are the hole in the fuel injector are smaller than one hair on my head, which there's not very many left. Anyway, so I can't scratch my head a lot anymore. Anyway, so the holes on the fuel injector are smaller than one hair on my head. That's pretty small. Doesn't take very much carbon to get those all carboned up. And literally within 500 miles, you'll have carbon on the tip if it's a brand new injector. And if they get carboned up, gooed up, gummed up, carboned up, it's like concrete. You need fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank, and while you're driving down the road, it dilutes that, burns it, explodes it, and push. Here's the aspirin that I've been talking about. Do it every single week to your vehicle. Get it up to operating temperatures. Get it to 30 miles an hour. Push the go pedal all the way down. Make the transmission. You more than likely have an automatic transmission in your car, of course. Since the year 2000, there's been basically Chevrolet, General Motors said no more manual transmissions in their trucks. So you probably have an automatic transmission. So 30 miles an hour all the way up to operating speed. Get up to operating temperatures, 30 mile an hour, push the go pedal, shifts down one gear, takes off, let off, hit the brake, get back from 30 to 70. Depends on if you're driving a Ferrari. Oh, yeah, you could go from 30 to 230 that quick. Just hit the brake, slow it up, stop, no ticket. But you just blew out all the carbon. You made the fuel injector cleaner work. You basically all the termite channels that are in that automatic transmission that have been idling around town, those channels with the ball bearings and the needle valve and the little springs, the gates, if you're just idling around town and never pushing the go pedal, folks, all the way down, smashing it, what happens is the transmission, automatic transmission, the valve body will get gooed up, and you'll be calling me right here on Auto World and asking how come my transmission is not working correctly. So there's your aspirin. Little Auto World tip this week. Absolutely. So I'd like to do those each and every week. And you are listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, ASE, Certified Master Technician. What that means is, hey, look, there's a certificate on the wall. So, and a lot more than just one. Okay, with that stated, look for the little blue ASE star, Automotive Service Excellence. When you go into your repair shops, when you go into your auto body shops, and, that's right, your auto detail shops, they can get certified. That means they have to know what they're doing. They have to learn what they're doing. It's just not, you know, fly by the seat of my pants, Mark. Okay, so the longer you do it in one industry, I've been 40-plus years. Of course, when you start living for 40 years, well, you're basically living it, and you've been there. And for me, you know, if I go take the test, which they're only good for so many years, I have to go take the test again. I have to pay for it. Everybody that has that little blue star ASC certification has to pay for the test. They come around once a year. You do not, if you flunk, you do not pass the test. Kind of like your driver's license. You don't pass it. You don't get a license. You don't get your certificate, and you don't get the patch if you want the patch. You got to wait till next year. Let me tell you this. After doing it for this many years, they keep making it harder and harder. And yeah, if I don't pass the test, I don't get the ASC certification. So, with that, look for the little blue star when you go into the auto repair shop. And one of our great, I want to do a shout out to one of our great charter members now, one of our listeners that emailed me, and he asked me not to use his name. And I did not last week. And this week I'm saying thank you. Shout out live to you. He emailed me back and sent me a great email concerning the problem that he had at an automotive repair shop, and he stated in his email, and I shared it with you, about he marked his tires, and they did not rotate the tires, and he found out they did not do some of the other work because he did, you know, mark things and found out that the stuff was not replaced, but and I shot it out back to all of you using his email, stating that we take pictures of the area that you're asking to be worked on. You have the pictures for documentation to show the shop later, you know, that you didn't do this. And then also ask for the old parts, folks. Just ask for the old parts. I actually do that. I have them out in front of when I get done. I have baskets, and sometimes, you know, it gets to the point where I have to, you know, say to myself, Mark, would you start just throwing some of this all these old parts away? The customers, I showed it to them, and they don't want them. But I use the old parts, and this is something that's why I'm bringing this up again from our great charter. No name, email, gentleman. He knows who he is. You know, that's one thing that I can show someone else that comes in. When I say to them that they have a mass airflow sensor out, they look at me like I'm talking some mechanic Largan jargon, and in fact I am. But it's the truth. It's the right words. It's the right part. But you don't know what a mass airflow sensor looks like. Do you know what? Of course, a lot of you do know what an O2 sensor, oxygen sensor, looks like. But I have all these different types of parts in these baskets. They're all old from off of, you know, cars that I've replaced and fixed their cars. And so I just pull out, oh, here, by the way, here's what your mass airflow sensor looks like. This one came off of a Ford. Yours is a Dodge, or, you know, or you're driving a Chevy, and I just pulled it off a Ford. But it's the same style. It's the same thing. You just might pull it on a little different. So that's kind of a neat thing. I get in my basket and start dumping stuff out and saying, oh, there's some old parts. But just ask for the old part, and if the technician wants to show you the old part like we do here at the Greasy Garage, then you're covered. You know the job got done. And, of course, you'll see this nice shiny part on your car. So I want to do a shout-out to our great email charter member there for sending me back an email and verifying that you did hear it. And, in fact, you did state that I want to carry this on a little farther, too. That your area that you're listening to me on only takes the show, not all 3 hours, and that you went to GCNLive.com and recorded the show, downloaded and recorded the show off GCNLive.com in order to hear me respond to your email. Now, folks, I thank you. Thank you for that. I salute you for doing that, and that's how you do it. I do honor and very proud and honored to hear this because, yeah, your radio station that might not be taking all 3 hours. And this gentleman, he wanted to hear, of course, all 3 hours in order to hear the response. I salute you. Thank you. We'll be right back right here on Auto World. Oh, yeah, the official ASE-certified high-octane show, Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
We're ready to surge all the response capacity, capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next. And a lot's going to be coming.
Hurricane Ida making landfall in Port Fort John, Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, bringing Category 4 storm winds of 150 miles per hour. President Biden calling for those in the area to take it seriously.
This is going to be a devastating hurricane. a life-threatening storm.
Ida later made second landfall near Galeano, Louisiana. 12 to 16 feet of storm surge expected near the mouth of the Mississippi River, as well as Port Fourchon. Epic Times reports a U.S. military spokesman confirmed that an airstrike targeted a suicide bomber who tried to attack the Kabul airport on Sunday amid the American-led evacuation of the airport. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yeah, just sit back and relax. I'll be doing the driving. I'm glad you're riding shotgun with me here on Auto World. Well, it's good to have you along, folks. Just sit back, relax. Of course, make sure the seatbelt's fastened. I appreciate that. Thank you. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio with me each and every week. And how do you do it? With a phone number. Call me. Put the cell phone in that hand and turn it into a microphone and say, Mark, I got a problem. Mark, I want to hear about the prices of, well, did I pay too much for the used car that I purchased? All those questions. The smell of your car. Maybe the, hey, I took my car to the body shop to get the fender fixed, and, well, now I've got a creak noise in the right rear. Here's our phone number. Dodge Daniel. Oh, yeah. Axelrod Alex slipped out because he's got something in the auto world he had to take. Men too. Oh, yeah. So Dodge Daniels helping us out here today on Auto World. Our phone number, since 1992, 855-660-4261. You can reach out and grab me by Facebook, the Facebook Messenger. Oh, yeah. What's the address? Just my name, Mark Evans. You're more than welcome. I'm sitting there behind a microphone. Some cars, yellow coupe in the background, besides some other automotive goodies, yes, Mark Evans. And then I always welcome each and every one of you to go over to the Auto World Radio. That's the address, Auto World Radio Facebook page. Have some fun there. I did put a few photos up. That's why I'm getting here to talking about that. Also on the Instagram account, Auto World Media, which is, that's the same address for the website, autoworldmedia.com. Now, with all that said, a little housekeeping there, you can for sure like we were just talking about the gentleman that emailed with a little bit of problem with an automotive shop that we ironed out and got fixed. He recorded the third hour of Auto World off GCNLive.com. I want to do a shout-out to our own podcast, Auto World. Auto World, folks. Just Google Auto World podcast. Auto World podcast on Google on the very, very top. Very proud of that. You don't have to hunt and search. That way you can go back at any time and listen to what it's whatever minute, second, or hours you'd like to hear. Let me know if you do, like this gentleman did. I do appreciate that. I salute you. So, with that said, emails. Folks, I've got some emails to share with you today. But take a look at those photos. I put a photo up there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 210 miles an hour. Oh, yeah. And there's a light on right next to that. Two little swirly marks. That's next to the 210 mile an hour. That picture there. And that is true. That 210 mile an hour, that is a real speed that we did go. But what is the swirl marks? Anybody have an idea? 855-660-4261 is our phone number. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Email me or call at any point in time. Let me know what you think those two little swirly marks are. Quite interesting. Joe gets me on Facebook. And he says, it means you left your glasses back at the gas station, ? And Joe, thanks. I appreciate that. And this Joe is a very special friend. He's a Joe here in the Boise, Idaho area that has actually 3 hours of his own talk radio program. And he is the gentleman that actually got this ball started years and years ago before I actually met the founder of Auto World, Bob Long. And Joe, do salute you and thank you for getting me the ball rolling. And yeah, that's absolutely that little swirly marks are. No, it's not to tell you to get your sunglasses in the back at the gas station, but good one. I love it. Gets me on Facebook, Mark Evans. That's my address there on Facebook. Joe got the ball started for me back in early 1995. He thought it'd be a good idea. I didn't know Joe here in the Boise area, but he did know some mutual friend, and that mutual friend grabbed me. Said, we're going to go into lunch, and he put me in front of Joe, and Joe then put me in front of a microphone and got the ball rolling back in the early days of my radio career back in 1995. And it's been fun ever since, and it's always fun. Every second is fun, and it's an honor to be here to not only be behind the microphone, but to share with you your emails, your concerns, your auto world, how you live it, why you live it, how come you want to live it. And the news that comes to us, of course, we'll do a lot for your first-time listeners here. I'm very honored and very proud. I've got goosebumps in my arms right now because of the new affiliates that keep coming aboard to the Auto World audience. And that means I have more of you that I can help. And it takes two to tango, and it takes a lot of us to make it all happen. And when we all come together, we can really make sure that here on Auto World, that the Auto World is running correctly. The prayers going out to the Louisiana folks, New Orleans, our great station down there, 93.9 FM, covers New Orleans, Seidel, of course, Pearl River. Again, the hurricane is there, and praying for you, and you know, like I said, hunker down, and I know you tried to get out and evacuating, and please do, and I hope everything goes good. That area, I know, it gets a lot of wind and rain and all, and a lot of us, one thing about that is that we do learn, the manufacturers do learn from weather patterns, folks. The zip codes, all different, all of us have different types of zip codes where we live, and that means we have different weather patterns. One place could be dry, another place could have a hurricane and wet, and another place could be maybe even snowing. And like here this morning, I'm in Boise, Idaho, where the elevation is at 2730. But up in Stanley, Idaho, it's beautiful, the Sawtooth Mountains, and it's 32 degrees this morning. So they have their heater on while we, all of us down here in the Boise area, have our air conditioners on. So that's one thing that here on Auto World I try to help each and every one of you. We talk about, well, the heaters, the air conditioning, and all that. And we are going into the season where the cool air is starting to come aboard into our life, and the air conditioners start to get turned off. The heaters start to get turned on. So, with that, do you smell antifreeze inside your car right now? And you're saying, well, it's warm, Mark, I got my air conditioner on. Do you smell antifreeze? Because if you do, you've got a heater core leaking. And I'm going to back up the bus here a little bit.
Beep, 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 beep.
Because I said the air conditioners are getting turned off because of maybe weather. No. The air conditioners, folks, when you put in the wintertime, when it's cold out, we're going into that season. When it's cold out and you put your defroster on to get the heat up on the windshield, to get that fog, that moisture off the inside of your windshield, and the frost on the outside to melt so you can see to drive down that Auto World road, guess what's getting turned on? Oh, yeah, you're turning on the defrost to blow the heat, but your air conditioning compressor's also been clicked on. What? Yeah, oh, yeah. The 134 Freon is going through the air conditioner system at the same time. Now, why are they doing that, you ask? It's only in defrost mode, by the way. So when you turn it and flip it over to the floor to get the hot heat on your bare toes there with the sandals on because you forgot it's getting cold out and you still got your flip-flops on, you want heat on your toes? Well, the air conditioner's not getting turned on the heat mode, but it is getting turned on the defrost mode to dehumidify inside of your cabin where you're sitting in your truck, your car. So the air conditioner needs to be serviced and up and running constantly, continuously, not only in the summer when it's hot, but it needs to be checked out right now. So when you go into winter, I know a lot of you, I got Kleenexes. I blow my nose on the Kleenex box there on the floor on the passenger side, but also I just use the Kleenexes, Mark, to wipe the fog off. Not anymore. Get the air conditioner fixed. Get that air conditioner compressor pumping Freon. We'll be right back to talk about what? Message in a bottle after 108 years?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor, and his face right there on the floor. Then he says, "It's sort of like stepping on a plum." Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed into the side of the feed store. Downtown Pagosa Springs.
Yeah, you never know what'll happen. 10 and 2 on this steering wheel, folks. You never know what'll happen. Especially here on Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. I'm in Boise, Idaho, live from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. What a pleasure to be with you each and every week. Got a message in a bottle. Go over and take a look at our Facebook page. That is Mark Evans is the address. Oh, yeah, there is a photo of that Stroh's beer bottle. Pretty neat. 108-year-old message was found in that bottle. We're going to get to it here in a little bit after I do one email. Go ahead and take a look at those little swirly marks that's on that dash, and you will see that I did say something about that light coming on in a gas vehicle. Oh, yeah. What is it? What does that light mean? Joe on Facebook gets me and, of course, stated that you left your glasses back at the gas station. No, but that's good. See, that's the thing. All these type of things. Now, some of you guys and gals out there might have already seen that kind of logo. But have you actually seen that type of a light logo? Logo light? Those little two swirl marks on a gas-powered vehicle that can do 210 miles an hour? Whoa. Some of you might be a little bit leery about going 210 miles an hour. Oh, no, I'll share with you here in a little bit what that car is and was and how come it is still what it is. That's kind of confusing. That's why I ask you to always put your safety glasses on here in Auto World and steel-toed boots. Okay, it's time to get to that email. I think we got a little time left. Not much, but we do have some time left. I'm going to go to the email bag to the left of me. There it is. And pull one out. Reach deep. There's one. Gosh, I love going into the email bag each week. Here's a good one, and it looks like I can. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I can read it on the air, and we will. So that'll help all of you. First email here, the first hour of Auto World. Hi, Mark. Hope your oil is flowing and your wheels are turning. They are. Thank you. I have a question about my Subaru Forester. Took it to the dealer for the free oil change and ended up with them telling me I have two blown head gaskets. Of course I blew my own head gasket. My Forester has never leaked any fluids, has never showed signs of overheating, and I know for sure I've never added any antifreeze. So am I really, really, I'm really, really pissed off and confused on what to do. The dealer, said it would run about $3,300 to fix. Do I believe them? Mark, help. Randy, listening with pride in Oklahoma. Well, let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out to one of our great affiliates there in Oklahoma. KZLS AM 1640. Oh, yeah. And also 99.7 FM side. Absolutely. Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Norman, Oklahoma. And all of you in between each and every one of those cities and the cities you're in, I'm very proud to have you here with me. Thank you, Randy from Oklahoma, for bringing us to your state. Randy, I'm sorry. I'm glad you blew a head gasket. Now, did you blow a head gasket in front of them? Your head, that is. Okay, now, two things, Randy. First thing I want you to check, to see and verify if you have two blown head gaskets. Yes, it could happen that an engine could blow two head gaskets, not at the same time, but it could happen. See, if you blow a head gasket, folks, the antifreeze and coolant will go into the cylinder and tube block it. What that means is that's liquid, not vapor. That antifreeze is solid liquid. It fills up the cylinder with fluid, called antifreeze, stops the piston from being able to move, and pops the head up, causing the gasket to blow even more, loading up the other cylinders on that side. If it's like a pancake engine, like a Subaru, you got two cylinders on one side, two on the other, and it loads that side up, the other cylinder full of antifreeze, and then boom, pop, and then now the motor's trying to run, of course, on the other two cylinders on the other side. It can't do it. Pop goes the weasel. But let's get back to Randy's head gasket. Count to 10, Randy, first and foremost, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand behind your car, Randy. I want you to get your friend, your neighbor, your significant other to start the car up. Get it up to operating temperatures, and then I want you to shut it down. But it has to be warm, operating temperatures. And I want you to start it up while you're standing behind your Subaru Forester, Randy. Look at that exhaust pipe that I was talking about earlier today when I climbed out of it to clean all the carbon out of it here first thing, this start of the show. Oh, yeah. Well, what you're looking for, Randy, out of that exhaust pipe is not carbon. You're looking for white steam. Yes, if you've got a blown head gasket, you'll see white steam coming out because, see, the piston is actually burning coolant, which is a water/antifreeze mixture, and you'll see steam, like a steam engine. Randy, if you don't see steam, you don't have a blown head gasket. You've already verified, and verify again that your temperature gauge isn't overheating by any means. And now I want you to go to the oil dipstick. Make sure that when stop, let it run, stop, shut her down. Get up in the morning when it's cold, Randy, pull the oil dipstick out, and see if you see any white cream, white cream is water, mixed in the oil. If it's solid oil, you have no water antifreeze in your oil pan. You don't have a blown head gasket. Now, if at any one point in time, Did you ask, why did they commit both head gaskets blown? You don't have. If you don't have any steam, you don't have any white cream on the oil dipstick. And another test, one more test. Do it when it's cold. First thing, don't start it up. Take the radiator cap off for any first click. You'll hear a little bit of steam come out, a little pressure, but not much because it's cold. You won't burn your hand or anything because you haven't fired it up. And take the radiator cap off. Look down the throat of the radiator. Is there coolant still there? Yeah. Well, then, it hasn't been sucking it and burning it like you said earlier in your email. I haven't had any antifreeze, Mark. Now, if you reverse those three things, and you have all those three things, folks, Randy, you too, you do have two blown head gaskets. So be careful. Okay? Don't drive it if you got steam. You do have a blown head gasket, and it doesn't really matter. If you got one, you got one. If you got two, you got two. You got to get it fixed. That's how you do it, folks. Randy, thank you. Send me an email back to me, Randy, if you would. I'd like to send you some great gifts. Out of the Auto World Lincoln Continental trunk that, oh yeah, I got some detailed gifts for the inside of your car and the outside of your car, and I'm even going to throw in a couple bald steel belted radials. Oh yeah, you'll have to pay for the rubber shipping. Of course, those rubber tires cost a lot to ship, but you'll enjoy those steel belts sticking out. Not. No, I always have some great gifts for you, Randy. Thanks for doing it out of Oklahoma. Well, Garage Door's coming down. I want to thank everybody, of course. That helps me, of course. Dancing Dodge Daniel, thank you. He's dancing. He's so happy to be with us today. He's the producer of the show. Alex had to step out. I appreciate each and every one of you here the first hour. Oh, yeah, that second hour is coming your way. How many zeros does it cost to own a new car every year? I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.